following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Spring Sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The signs of the season are becoming more evident with the emergence of Mother Nature. Not only do they signal spring is here, they also mean high school baseball season is in full swing. The drama on the diamond continues in this third week of March as Clay County first-year head coach Devin Brown and his 1-3 Bulldogs welcome their neighbors from the west into Salina for a non-conference clash tonight. The 2-4 Macon County Tigers, led by head coach Jason Hudson, come to town looking to leave with a victory and carry it back down Highway 52 to Lafayette when this one's over. But the Dogs are sure to have something to say about that. So kick back, get comfortable, and settle in for Thursday Night Baseball here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog Baseball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Spring.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
State Farm and Local Insurance Agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Bulldog Baseball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's second Clay County Spring Sports broadcast and our first night of calling Bulldog baseball. For the first time ever, we're sitting comfortable here in the baseball press box looking down on Bulldog Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm excited to be here to kick off our coverage of the Dogs on the Diamond. After having a great debut just 2 days ago, where we were blessed to call a big walk-off win by the Lady Bulldog softball team, I'm also fortunate to be sitting beside a pair of guys who know just a little bit about baseball, one being Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, longtime former official coach, and supporter of all things Clay County Sports, Duck Strong, folks. Duck, you're becoming a regular here on the Horizon Sports Network.
I like it, and I'm proud you boys give me the opportunity every now and then. So.
Well, it's good to have you here. And, folks, if you caught Tuesday's walk-off win by the Lady Dogs, you heard the call of an icon of the industry, and we're honored to have him back with us tonight. And for the entire spring sports season, he's 40-year Upper Cumberland veteran broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell.
I'm glad to be back, Thomas, and I don't know who ordered this day, but it's like the last couple of Tuesday and today, the Chamber of Commerce days. Well, this is a great way to start our coverage of spring sports here on Del Hall Horizon.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Had a little sun in our eyes a few minutes ago. Clouds have moved in, Doug, and made it a little more comfortable.
Made it a lot more comfortable. It was dead in their face a while ago. So.
And as I said, there's no doubt we've got an all-star crew here with us. But like I said on the first broadcast, it's still a little strange not having the guy who spent many, many hours alongside me helping us get the Horizon Sports Network off the ground and making it what it is today. No Daniel Strong for spring sports, folks. But I can't thank him enough, and we wouldn't be doing our first spring sports season without his efforts over the years. And those efforts have led us to this, Craig. We've got a good one for our first baseball broadcast tonight. Kind of like Tuesday night, but different. It's not a district game, but it's Clay County and Macon County.
Yeah, and these are bordering counties. They're not too far away from each other, probably, 30 miles separate these two. And Clay County taking a step up. This is one of those games that you go out and you try to make your team better by playing a team that's a couple of divisions higher than they are. Macon County, a 3A baseball team. So Clay County, they're stepping out of their district, stepping up in competition. It's going to be a good test for them today. I look forward to seeing what Clay County comes out and does against this talented Macon County team.
Yeah, Doug, we don't play them in football anymore. Did back in my day. But listen, that rivalry on the hardwoods kind of come a long way in the last few years. And I know there's a few crossover players on both of these teams that are taking the field here tonight.
Yeah, and when we're playing in basketball, there's no love lost there. I mean, it's always physical, and they get after each other. They don't like each other. Baseball tonight's going to be the same. So that's just what it is when you play Macon.
Oh, yeah, going to be a good one. But, you know, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting on board here for spring sports. They've been with us since the very beginning, Craig, and, you know, they just keep answering the call.
Yeah, and that just shows what the community of Clay County thinks about high school sports here in this county. And that you see that everywhere you go. Anywhere these teams go, no matter what the sport, there's a great following. They usually have as many in the visiting stands as the home stands do when you go with them somewhere. And I've always been impressed by that, just being able to see that. And the sponsors, they just kind of feel that too. And they know how much people enjoy this, and they're really helping people to be able to see games they might not be able to see. And we really appreciate them. And let the sponsors know that you appreciate them bringing these games to you.
Yeah, no doubt. Special shout out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker for being our presenting sponsor for this spring sports season. Folks, if you haven't, go visit Clay Power Sports below the bridge in Salina. They've got a lot to offer down there. You'll be surprised by their selection. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show, coming up next after these words from our sponsors. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the newspaper with our Del Hall Horizon recap segment, but with this being our first baseball broadcast, we'll just summarize the dog season so far. Clay County's 1-3 overall and 1-1 in District 7A play heading into action tonight after dropping their first two games with a 2-16 loss to Westmoreland and a 4-10 defeat at the hands of Trousdale County. They've since split with the Red Bowling Springs, beating them at home Monday 10-5 and losing at RBS 9-4 on Tuesday in league play. In their lone win, sophomore Brady Daly went the distance on the mound and threw 11 strikeouts with only one walk. Daly's classmate Colton Brown led the Dogs at the plate with a 3-for-4, 2-RBI performance. Daly, sophomore Nolan Adams, senior Kyler Westmoreland, sophomore Reese Adams, and senior Leighton Brown also had one hit apiece in that win, Doug. Kind of a slow start to the season so far for Coach Brown's team, but they kind of found their groove this week, I think, settled in and played two really good games against a district opponent.
Yeah, and just talking to Coach Brown before the game, he's pleased with the effort he had because he's got a young team. They're majority of his freshmen, sophomores, and he likes the way they play, the effort they do. And that, you know, tonight's getting better. You know, this game don't mean a lot in your district standing, but it means a lot getting better. Your district games mean what you've got to get in baseball, softball, because the season's just short. So he's just looking for them just to get better as they go.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for all things Clay County, including spring sports, and we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Macon County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs! Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys District 7A update. Guys, got a little rundown of the league standings so far. Red Bone Springs leading the way, 4-3 overall, 3-1 in the conference. They lost to Clay County on Monday, beat Clay County on Tuesday, and then also beat Clark Range twice. They'll face, so that's their wins right there, two against Clark Range, one against, who does say?
Clay County.
Clay County, that's right. So Red Bone Springs leading the league. Kind of a surprise here, Doug.
Yeah, well, apparently they have pitching. That's the key in baseball. You got pitching. But they got an impressive record. You look at everybody else's record, they're all 500 or less. So they got a winning record. So that's saying something with them.
It is. And they face Pickett County in back-to-back games next in league contests on April the 1st and 2nd. Gordonsville, you mentioned the even 500 teams. There's 3-3, Craig. 2-0 in the conference. They beat Pickett County twice, swept them already. They'll face Clay County on April the 8th in a game we're going to call here, right here at Clay County High School, in their next district action. But, you know, Gordonsville, kind of like their football team, they play some tough competition, especially early on in the season.
Oh, yeah, they play some good baseball down there in Gordonsville. They're always a tough matchup. But you look at these standings, you know, Clay County, they're right in the hunt for one of the really top seeds. And if you really control your own, like we talked about with the girls, you got to win your home game. Of course, this is not a district matchup tonight, but if you take care of your home games, good things will happen to you. And that's you get a split with Gordonsville. You've already split with Red Bowling Springs. You're right in the mix for that 1, 2, and 3 spot. That's where you'll be to stay out of that play-in game at 4 and 5.
And they got a big opportunity to improve those league standings with a Clark Range doubleheader coming up on Monday night here, and we won't be calling that one next week. But Clay County 1-1, Doug, again, split with Red Bull and Springs, a chance to move to 3-1 in the league first next week.
Yeah, and that's where you want to, you know, like I said, you got to take care of your district games. That's your most important games. You know, you want to win your others, but you got to get positioned in that district to, when it goes to tournament time, to be ready to go.
And then, of course, we mentioned that matchup with Gordonsville on April the 8th, coming after spring break, after a week off. Pickett County 2-2 overall, 0-2. Of course, we talked about it. They lost twice to Gordonsville. They'll face Red Bull and Springs in that back-to-back, on April the 1st and 2nd. We talked about that earlier when we talked about Red Bull and Springs. Clark Range 0-4, 0-2 in the league, lost to Red Bull and Springs twice. That Clay County doubleheader coming up on Monday. What it was, supposedly supposed to rain on Tuesday, Craig, so the coaches got together. Clark Range agreed to come here and play too for the regular season.
That's smart, because when you lose a game, it's so hard to find a spot where both teams can get together to make it up. So it's good that the communication is the key there, everybody getting together and working together to make sure that you have the game. And it's also a benefit for Clay County to get both games here. And in a doubleheader, I think they play 5 innings. Is that?
It's going to start at 3 o'clock, somewhere around 3 o'clock, I think.
I think well, it's a conference game, or it's a doubleheader, you still got to play the 7.
Okay.
I think because they're a conference game. Not 100%, but I believe so.
Well, that wraps up the District 7A standings. Again, Red Bowling leads, Gordonsville in second, Clay County knocking on the door in third. This Boys District 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll roll right in. I think we're getting close, about 3 minutes till game time here, guys. So we'll go right into the keys of the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch. Brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, what do you got for us ahead of this one?
Well, just speaking with Coach Brown, just like I said, he's got a young team. He wants to come out here and just compete. You know, if they compete, that's what you're looking for in this game, get a little better, you know, hopefully come up with a win. But
yeah.
Compete's a big thing.
Yeah, and Craig, we talked about it, this Macon County team playing out of District 9 AAA. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at several athletes, I'm sure, that they can pull from just inside that school. So you've seen matchups like this before over your 40 years of broadcasting. What's Clay County got to do to go up against a bigger school here and have some success?
Well, it's kind of like Doug said, it's all about the guy on the bump. You know, if they have a good night, it's going to be a tough night to be able to do anything against them, because you know the defense is going to back them up. But if the pitcher, if Clay County can get to that pitcher, anything can happen in baseball. I mean, your pitcher can shut things down. Clay County's pitcher can shut things down. You know, that's the thing. I think it all starts and ends with the 1 and 2 players right there, don't you, Rita?
Oh, 100%. You know, pitching's the key in every level. And if they're on, it's It's going to be hard to beat them. If you can get to them, then you got a chance.
Folks, I think we're getting ready for the national anthem here. We'll be right back.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We just wrapped up the keys to the game. They were brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer. Craig, I'll kick it to you for the starting lineups.
Time to take a look at the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. Defensively tonight for Clay County, as they will start like this on the hill. Okay. Nolan Adams will be pitching. He wears number 15, getting the start tonight for Clay County. Catching, number 55, Colton Brown, as he will be the catcher in the battery for Clay County. At first base is number 8, Aiden Keene. At second base is number 18, Kyler Westmoreland. At shortstop, number 77, Brady Daly. At third base, number 9, Reese Adams. In the outfield, going from left to right, in left field, number 45, Eli Burnett. In center field, number 21, Leighton Brown. And in right field, number 19, Waylon Cherry, the defensive lineup for the Clay County Bulldogs. They'll face the batting order for Macon County of number 20, Braylon Flowers, leading off. He'll be followed by number 16, Jake Metter. Number 7, Caden Woodard, hits in the 3 spot. Batting cleanup tonight, number 34, Hayes Polston. In the 5 spot, number 19, Chase Keene. Hitting 6, number 42, Landon Connor. Hitting 7th, number 32, Gage Jones. In the 8 spot, number 18, Matthew Wheely. And batting 9th, number 2, Jordan Rogers for Macon County. As that your starting lineups and the Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. As we get done with the starting lineups, the sun coming back out as it should be on a baseball day here in Salina.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. And unfortunately, right in our eyes, Craig, but with the brim of the hat, I think we can see the action.
I think we can make it, maybe. Yeah, the thing I'm looking forward to is seeing the pitcher here tonight. They talked about him and that he is getting his first start, I believe, coming back off that injury in basketball down at Joe Burns. So the ankle is healed up, and we get to see a new person on the mound for Clay County, and that just could be another one added into the mix in the rotation for the Bulldogs this year.
Yeah, big addition for Coach Brown here as Nolan Adams comes out to play. Coming off that injury, Greg, actually it was a game that you called for us on the Horizon Sports Network, the Region 4A quarterfinals, I think. We traveled to Joe Burns, and Adams had that ankle injury during that basketball game, Doug, and has been recovering ever since. But huge addition to get Nolan Adams out here playing for Bulldog baseball.
Anytime you can add pitching to your team, that's a plus. You never have enough pitching. I don't care if you got six and pitch, that ain't enough. And adding Nolan there, he throws the ball well. He's going to be a nice addition to Coach Brown's team.
It's got some pop on it, doesn't it? Just some warm-ups here. He's got some heat.
Yeah, and his ball moves. You're watching. It's a moving pitch. It's not just the velocity, but it moves. And that's great when you got a pitcher who's got velocity and it moves.
Yeah, and Coach, Coach Brown talked about it. He's had a good outings from his pitchers already this year, Craig. They've been throwing really well in the sophomore Brady Daly and also Whit Castle-Kelsey. So when you take Nolan Adams and add him to the mix, it's, pretty good staff he's got here as far as pitching.
Yeah, and then think like Doug talked about, you get that one ace, then you have another one that can come up and get you 5, 6, 7 wins throughout the season, especially in district play and the tournament and things. That's really going to help you, and that just adds to that mix and just makes them stronger as we get ready to get this one underway. As the warm-up's finished, and leading off, as we said, number 20, Braylon Flowers for Macon County. They're dressed in the gray, the blue numbers, the blue trim. Clay County dressed in the black pinstripes with the gold numbers. We were talking earlier, they do look a little bit like the Commodores from Vanderbilt, don't they?
Yeah, we need to fix that, guys.
First pitch of the game from Nolan Adams. Going to just miss high for ball one to Braylon Flowers. Infield playing even with the bags at first and third. Short and second, regular defensive depth. That one misses outside for ball two. A little bit of a change up that time going to the outside, trying to put a little curveball to hook over the plate. Two-0 pitch from Adams. That one misses high for ball three, so Braylon Flowers ahead in the count, probably taking all the way here on the 3-0.
Yeah, you'd have to think he's going to make Adams throw a strike here, Doug.
Yeah, and he's around the plate. That's a good thing. Right now he just missed them first three, but he's keeping everything around the plate. He'll lock it in.
Yeah, that one just missing on the outside as it tailed away and put runner on base for Macon County.
Leadoff walk for Braylon Flowers as Jake Metter, now the third baseman for Macon County, will hit with a runner on and nobody out.
And you've got a runner coming in, number five.
Courtesy runner for the pitcher. That is Tyler Gregory coming in to run for Macon County. Adams takes a look over there at the courtesy runner. He takes a big lead. That's going to be at the knees for call strike one, the first strike of the game thrown by Nolan Adams to Jake Metter in his first pitch facing Adams.
Maybe he likes it a little better out of the stretch.
Sometimes they get a little more comfortable.
Throw to first is going to be not in time, as diving back safely is the runner Gregory. First base over there for Clay County is Aiden Keene over at first for the Bulldogs. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. The pitch misses low for ball one to even the count at 1-1 to Jake Metter.
Looks like Reese Adams
Reese
at
Adams
first.
Yeah.
Well, they may have changed something up on you there.
This will be number
Craig.
Nine at first.
They have him at third on the.
Yeah, they made a change. That's probably Keene at third, if I was guessing. Can't see a number.
Not Keene either, huh?
None on the front.
Nope.
We were complaining about that earlier, weren't we?
Yes, we were. So Reese Adams at first base. We'll say Keene is at third. Swing and a miss. Foul tip into the glove by Jake Metter.
Nice piece, nice location right there from Nolan. He's trying to work in the edges of the plate. Of course, that's key in baseball. If you work in the edges, you'll be successful.
Count stays 1-2. Got 2-2 on the board, so apparently he missed one of those earlier. Runner does go. His hit and run is on, and that's just foul down the left side to keep it 2-2 to Metter. Well, they had the hit and run going, and the runner got a big jump there on that one. If he makes contact and play, he could have had a chance to score.
Yeah, he definitely had a good jump right there.
Runner goes again. Ground ball to second base. They've got only a play at first. Throw to first is going to be in time to get Metter, good play by Kyler Westmoreland there at second base, throwing over to Reese Adams. It goes 4-3 on the fielder's choice, route number one, but it does move the runner into scoring position.
Yeah, nice glove by the senior there, Doug, playing in the hole.
Yeah, and didn't rush, just made a good, smooth play. You know, the guy's going to be at second, and they kind of just made these typical play and routine play.
Caden Woodard now to bat for Macon County. He's the designated hitter, as that one misses just around the helmet there of Woodard. Had to duck a little bit to get out of the way. He bats for the second baseman, Jay Wilson, who's in the lineup defensively but does not hit for Macon County. Holding the runner on at second. Pitch misses outside for ball two. They got 2-0. Flowers trying to keep a run from scoring here early. Macon County trying to manufacture a run. This one hit hard in the air. Will that stay in play? Pitcher comes in, calls off the catcher, and makes the play. Good job by Nolan Adams coming in to call off his catcher, Colton Brown, and take control and catch that pop-up route number two.
It is, because Colton was kind of looking into that sun. That would have been a tough play for the catcher. Good thing Nolan got there and hit him out and made that play.
Yeah, I'm glad he could see it, because when it came off the bat, I looked for it and got blinded by the sun, Doug. So you're exactly right. Adams with the sun in his back coming in, making a good call and squeezing it.
Hayes Polston now to hit for Macon County. First pitch just misses outside for ball one to Polston. I'm like you, Thomas. I had no idea.
I didn't.
I'm just hoping it doesn't come in here. That's all.
It could get here, I guess.
I think it could. That made me check that out. 1-0 to Polston. That one just misses outside for ball two. He's been close on a couple of those outside. To the left-handed hitting Polston, facing the right-handed throwing Nolan Adams. Swing and a miss there on a big cut.
Nice pitch right there.
Little high fastball up around the numbers.
Those are hard to lay off of. When you come in there eye level, kind of, it just looks good. And it was a good pitch, but they look like they're really good.
2-1 pitch. Just misses outside for ball three. Two away here in the top of the first. With Macon County batting for the first time. They got a leadoff walk, and now Adams trying to retire three in a row to get out of this inning. 3-1 pitch from Adams. This one hit foul down the left side. That's going to get over into the football field and take the count full at 3-2.
Yeah, and you see Adams kind of settling in here, Doug, really getting that control. When he wants them to try to chase, he's throwing the corners. Yeah. That one he stroked right down the middle, didn't he?
Yeah, and that first batter, I mean, his close on all those pitches. And that's what you like to see as a coach. You know, be around the plate, you'll dial that in.
3-2 pitch here from Adams. Payoff pitch on the full count. Misses high and away for ball four to put runners at first and second, but that might not be bad because now you've got a force play at each base. Chase Keene, the Macon County shortstop, come in to hit. He wears number 19 for the Tigers. Batting on the right side. Runners at first and second now for Macon County. First pitch swing and a miss for strike one. As you talked about, Doug, he chased that high one.
Yep.
But those right around the eyes, they just look like you can just drive it all the way to center field.
Yeah, it looks like it's probably a softball coming in there versus a baseball when they come in there at the eye level.
0-1 to Keene. That one just misses high for ball one. You look out there at the base runner at second. He's really shortened his lead at second from what he was taking at first with the two outs now.
Well, the good thing is it only gets to the plate quick. It's hard to get that jump when that pitcher's got to the plate quick.
1-1 pitch just misses high for ball two. Take the count 2-1. Adams, 2-1 delivery. This one fouled right back into the net to even the count at 2-2. Just noticing the catcher back behind the plate, Colton Brown. He's He's a good-sized lad. He can probably get that down to second base quickly if they try to steal on him. 2-2 pitch. Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike three as he paints the corner and gets out of the jam. Gives up a couple of walks. Macon County strands a couple of runners. We're through half an inning. The Bulldogs coming up to bat right after this.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Baseball here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Folks, if you haven't been down below the Cumberland River Bridge, do so. Go see Eli and all the folks at Clay Power Sports. They've got a lot to offer down there. Craig, we saw the Dogs kind of get in a little trouble early there, but Nolan Adams battled out of it and kept this one tied at zero.
That's huge. I think you give up a leadoff walk and you're in your first start as a high school pitcher against a 3A baseball team coming in here, and he just kind of dug down and got a little dog in him and got those outs they need and ended with a big strikeout. That's something that can carry over to the offense. You get that strikeout, that fires everybody up. Now you get to come up and swing the bat.
Yeah, just builds the confidence on the whole team when your pitcher's in a groove, pitching well. Confidence builds for everybody.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And while we got a little time, I also want to remind everybody watching, if you'll share this live feed, just go down to the bottom of the feed you're looking at now and hit the share button. You'll be entered in a drawing to receive a free Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. So all you got to do is like and share the live feed on the Del Hollow Horizon Facebook page, and we'll announce the winner at our next broadcast if you'll like and share to enter a subscription.
Nolan Adams leading off for Clay County here as he tries to get his cause started off well. The first pitch going to be low for ball one to Nolan Adams. That one just misses for ball two to take the count 2-0. Pitch, swing and a miss for strike one to even get to 2-1. Braylon Flowers pitching for Macon County. Catching is number 32, Gage Jones, at first base for the Tigers. Hayes Polston is a swing and a miss there for strike two. At second base is Jay Wilson. At shortstop, Chase Keene. And at third base, Jake Metter, as that one misses outside for ball three to take the count full. To Adams. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. And kind of like Adams did, a good comeback at bat there for Macon County's Braylon Flowers to get the strikeout. Let's check the rest of the defense for Macon County is Brady Daly to hit now for Clay County. That one catches the outside part of the plate for strike one to Daly in left field for the Tigers. As Bailey chases one out of the zone for strike three. So three pitches there for the strikeout. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the game for Braylon Flowers as Kyler Westmoreland to bat now for Macon County. As he steps in, first pitch will be low for ball one for the number three hitter for Clay County. In left field for Macon County is Landon Connor, in center field Matthew Wheely, and in right field Jordan Rogers. That one fouled off at the plate. They even the count at 1-1. We talk about the way pitchers work, and this one is working very, very rapidly here, Doug, as changing some headsets around. So we'll keep I'll keep going here. Kyler Westmoreland facing the 1-1 pitch from Braylon Flowers as Flowers gets him to swing at one up in the top of the strike zone to take the count 1-2 now to Westmoreland. 1-2 pitch from Flowers. Did he check his swing? They say that he did, but the catcher dropped it. So the count stayed. Now he'll tag him, and he'll complete the strike out there after that one was dropped. And it will go now to the top of the second inning. We're through one complete with Braylon Flowers striking out the first three batters that he faced. We're through one. No score here in Salina.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Clay County Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network. Still no score here, Craig.
That's a good matchup, one between Clay County and Macon County. Macon County has the 6, 7, and 8 batters due up. Landon Connor, Gage Jones, and Matthew Wheely due up for Macon County. Connor will lead off this inning, batting in the left-handed batter's box. Ground ball to the right side, fielded nicely there at first base by Reese Adams, who steps on the bag to retire the first batter of the inning on one pitch, and that was just a good pickup over there with the left-handed glove by Reese Adams.
It was that down-the-line shot. It's tough to feel sometimes, and he made a good, smooth play on that and got the out.
So one away here in the top of the second. As this one going to be hit into right center field, that's going to be down for a base hit. First hit of the day for Macon County as Gage Jones will single on the first pitch he faces. And up quickly with it out there in right center field was Waylon Cherry to get in and hold the runner there at first base. And now it'll be Macon County's number 18, Matthew Wheely, stepping in to hit for the Tigers.
And that was a nice at bat there. He just went with the pitch, didn't try to do anything. He just pitched away, and he hit it away. That was a good piece of hitting.
Owen Adams, first pitch to Wheely, misses, gets away from the catcher as he's going to chase it down, but the wild pitch will allow the runner to advance to second base. So a runner in scoring position for Matthew Wheely. That pitch was a ball to take the count 1-0 to Wheely. Did it hit him? I don't think it hit. Got away, and the runner's going to try to advance, throw to third base, not in time, as the third baseman couldn't field it cleanly as it goes off the glove of Keene and into left field. The runner will come in to score as Gage Jones going to come in to score the first run of the game for Macon County. Just turned one error into an aggressive base-running play and able to score the first run of the game.
And one thing Macon's always done, they're aggressive with you, so you got to make those plays. And it, you know, a good throw there, just tried to tag him a little quick, secure that throw, make you tag, see if you can get him.
Yeah, I thought Brown, really ripped it down the line there to get it to third base. Would have had him had the glove been true.
Two balls, no strikes to Wheely as Adams going to step off the mound. Didn't like the pitch that was called, and he'll reset. Pretty pitch there, away and at the knees for call strike one. Fooled the batter that time and gets the big strike that he needed to take the count 2-1.
Nolan's looking real comfortable out there, and that's what you like, too, as a coach, see your pitcher comfortable with what he's doing.
2-1 pitch. Just misses outside for ball three. Take the count 3-1 now to Wheely as he'll step back in there. Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. And as a pitcher, you love that call. If you can get that all night, that widens the strike zone for you, doesn't it?
It's a lot. Like I said, if you hit that spot, you're going to have a good night.
Full count pitch here, the payoff pitch to Wheely. This one's going to be fouled off the end of the bat over into the softball field here at Clay County High School, and the count stays 3-2.
Yeah, Adams trying with the same placement right there. The batter just reached out and fought it off.
And you know, that's not bad. If the umpire's consistent and calls that strike, the pitchers will love that. That one misses high for ball four to put a runner at first base.
And your better pitchers on that, once you give them that corner, they're going to go another ball out there and see if you can get a little more.
Yep.
Then we don't, they come back to it. And that's what Nolan's done. He's found that corner, and he likes it, and the umpire likes it. So.
Number two, Jordan Rogers, the nine hitter stepping in to hit for Macon County. Then back to the top of the order for the Tigers. Rogers hitting for the first time. That one breaks away from the plate. Misses for ball one.
Hey, just a quick softball update. Clay County is in Gorenville for a big district matchup. After two complete innings down there, it's 0-0.
Well, that's probably a pretty good sign for the Lady Dogs.
It is, because that Gorenville bunch is as good as they are around. So.
Mm-hmm.
Snap throw over to first is going to hold the runner there. Clay County, you saw them Tuesday night. They've got a chance to really get better as the season goes along and come tournament time. That softball team would be a threat. Runner goes. Throw down to second is going to be offline. Going to be a stolen base here for Matthew Wheely to put a runner in scoring position. The count goes 2-0 on the ball to Jordan Rogers. And Walden, the pitcher, is just a sophomore, I believe, and she's only going to get stronger as the season goes along.
It's a very young team. Their starting lineup there, I had five freshmen.
Yeah.
Most of the freshmen, sophomores. I think only one senior on that softball team. So, future looks bright right there.
Call strike one, that same spot we talked about the pitch being. And again, very consistent as the home plate umpire. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. And that gets that swing right there because that was in the same spot. And they're trying to protect the plate the batter is. Count evens up at 2-2 now to Rogers. Adams, 2-2 pitch. Got him looking for call strike three.
Working that corner very well. And that was just like I mentioned. He went a little bit farther out right there. Got him.
He
looked for him to go a little farther out again. He's going to find his limits. Then he'll dial right into that corner.
Yeah,
real good job pitching.
Really impressed with the control, you know, he's had consistently in the last inning or so. As Doug said, he's kind of dialing it in and painting that outside corner.
Well, one of the keys to finding what the umpire likes. When you find it, throw it there and you're going to be in good shape. And he's done that.
Back to the top of the order for Braylon Flowers here for Macon County. This one ripped right up the middle. That's going to drop into center field for a base hit, and it's going to bring in a run, an earned run here for Macon County as Flowers just took that one right back up the middle, first pitch swinging. And no doubt about that one, as it's going to be an RBI for Flowers, and Macon County is going to go up 2-0. But that's a good observation there, Doug, because I was thinking the same thing, that it took – Adams a little bit to see where the umpire wanted him to put it to get the call strike, but once he did, he's found that spot, and he's able to find that spot.
And you like that as an umpire also. I umpired for many years. If you got a pitcher that's going to hit a spot for you, it makes umpiring real easy too, and he's found the spot the umpire likes, and he's hitting that spot, and that's really good.
Metter with a hit and run going here. That one pops straight up toward the third base side or the first base side and drops in foul ground for strike one. One of the fans over there tried to catch it. You might not want to catch that one as high as that was without a glove. Count goes 0-1 to Metter. He grounded to second base, his only other at-bat. Runner goes. Throw going to be back to the pitcher, and it's going to be a stolen base for Braylon Flowers. Actually, Gregory back in there as the courtesy runner for Macon County. It is Tyler Gregory with the stolen base to move into scoring position. Pitch was a ball to even the count at 1-1 to Metter. That one bounces in. Good job behind the plate by Brown to block that one with the backhanded stop, but it does go 2-1 now to Metter. Adams, 2-1 delivery. This one hit hard down the left side. Left fielder going back. That one's going to be deep. That one's going to be gone. A two-run home run for Jake Metter over the left field fence as he hit that one extremely hard over the left field.
Yeah, and hit a good pitch right there, too. That wasn't a bad pitch. He just timed it well and got it.
Yeah, you can't hit it any better than that right there. You know, a little high up in his eyes, Doug, and, you know, credit Metas. He just saw it early, got a good swing on it, pulled it straight over left field fence.
And like I said, as a pitcher, that's a good pitch. He just beat you right there. You know, he hit the pitch. But that's what you're going to see from Nolan. That's a good pitch. He just hit it.
Yeah, and then back-to-back, nice hitting for the Tigers right there between Flowers, getting the single to drive home the run, and then the bomb from Edison.
That one misses outside for ball one. We talked about Adams throwing hard. You have to throw hard for them to be able to hit one that way.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be throwing some pretty good heat because when it came off the bat, you could hear the sound of those last two hits by Macon County. 0-1 pitch. That one misses low for ball two.
And now you're going to see kind of what your young pitcher's made of. You know, they've got him a little right there. He's pitched well. Now is he going to bear down and just keep going right here? That's what you want to see.
2-0 pitch. This one hit into center field. Center fielder takes a couple of steps back. Now we'll drift under it and make the catch. And center field is there to make the play was Leighton Brown for out number two. For out number three. They got the leadoff batter with a ground down, a strikeout, then a fly out to center field for out number three. But Macon County on the board. They score four. After a home run to score a couple of runs in the top of the second, we're through 1.5. It's Macon County 4, Clay County 0.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network for Clay County Bulldog Baseball, where Clay County trails 4-0 headed into the bottom of the second inning. This broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports of Salina.
Colton Brown leading off the bottom of the second for Clay County. He'll be followed by Reese Adams and Aiden Keene as Brown will foul that one right into the dirt there at home plate. And the count goes 0-1 to the catcher for Clay County. You talk about the pitcher being able to respond. Now your batters would love to be able to make a response after that top of the second inning.
Yeah, if anybody's going to do it, it's Colton Brown. He's leading the team, guys, right now, batting .417. He's got five of Clay County's 14 hits on the season.
Hit that one hard, but straight up in the air and back over the dugout and out of play to take the count 0-2 now to Colton Brown.
You know, Coach Brown saying as far as power, it's Colton Brown who was made the all-freshman team along with Brady Daly last season. So, but you see, Brown is retired.
Braylon Flowers is having a great night pitching the ball. That's four batters he's faced. He's got four strikeouts to start this game for Macon County. Reese Adams, the batter now, the first baseman for the Clay County Bulldogs, stepping in to hit. That one at the knees, good pitch there for call strike one on that low fastball.
And both pitchers doing a good job finding that location that the umpire likes. He's a good low ball guy, and they're throwing it there.
And it's kind of, that's a good observation because they're in different spots.
Yeah.
You know, they're not anywhere close to where they're getting the call strikes. This one hit in the infield, popped up in the air. Third baseman coming in, going to call off the shortstop and make the catch is Jake Metter, the man that hit the home run in the top of the inning, comes up to make a play on the pop-up by Reese Adams for out number two. Aiden Keene now the batter for Clay County. He steps in to hit. First pitch to Keene. Misses outside for ball one. That's one thing that is impressive, too. He's faced six batters. Is this one going to be popped in the air? Foul and out of play. They even the count at 1-1. This is the sixth batter he's faced. He's only thrown five balls to these six batters. That's pretty good control.
That's pretty nice right there.
1-1 pitch catches the top of the strike zone to take the count 1-2.
You know, if you're throwing that many strikes, that's putting a lot of pressure on your hitters to have to swing that bat.
Round ball back to Flowers. Flowers up with it. He's going to try to outrun the runner. Now he'll toss it underhanded over to the first baseman there to make the play as Hayes Polston makes the catch. It goes 1-3 as it will be Keene grounding out. So we're through two complete. It is Macon County 4, Clay County 0, back for the top of the third right after this.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Macon County 4-0 heading into the third inning. And here's your dog recap brought to you by State Farm. Big second inning for Macon County as they had a player steal third and then score on an error to make it 1-0. And then a single scored another run to put them up 2-0 before Jake Metis stroked a two-run homer for Macon County to give us your score of 4-0 as they lead Clay County. This dog recount has been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more at 206 Dow Avenue on the square in Salina. Nice pizza hitting we saw from the Tigers there in the second inning, Doug.
It was. They just, you know, and they hit some good pitching. Not that the pitching was bad. They had made some good pitches, and they hit them. I mean, they put the ball in play very well right there.
You know, and Craig, Clay County just hadn't been able to do anything with Flowers on the mound.
He's pitching extremely well. 4 strikeouts already, and again, just very few balls that he has thrown. So they've kind of got both sides of the coin working, offense and defense, for Macon County right now, as they'll send up Hayes Colston to lead off this inning. It'll be the 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up for Macon County. First pitch to Polston. This one hit hard, but off the end of the bat, it'll go down the left side. Third baseman tries to make a play in foul ground, but it's just out of play. As that one, he tried to reach over the fence to get it, but couldn't do so. It was a good effort, though, by Aiden Keene, and it'll be strike one to Hayes Polston.
You know, the sophomore kind of giving up his body there behind the dugout into the fence. Just couldn't quite reach it.
We've seen a couple of very high foul balls here today. Those have been just a mile high off the bats of Macon County.
And that kind of also shows you the heat that Adams is throwing with here for Clay County in his first start for the Bulldogs.
0-1 the count to Hayes Polston. Asking the umpire something. Not sure what that little conversation was about, but he steps in ready to hit again. The 0-1 delivery. This one hit into center field. Center fielder coming in on the run. Can he make the catch? Yes, he can. Good play out there by Leighton Brown on the fly out by Hayes Polston for out number one, as Brown just tracked it down in center field.
Yeah, the second nice play the seniors made out there, Doug. He got a jump on that.
Yeah, he made a good read on that, because if he don't, that's a hit. Yeah. You know, he made a good read, made that play. Come in there and got it.
And he's the most experienced player Clay County has. He's played all 4 years, two of those coming at his former stop over, I think, St. Louis, Missouri, or over that direction. I can't remember exactly where they came from. Kansas, maybe. Could have been Kansas.
Kansas, I think.
But he played 2 years there. Also was on the team last year, Craig, and now making plays as a senior here for the Dawgs.
1-0 pitch fouled off into that for strike one. Knows the home plate umpire. You don't see too many of the old-style helmets there like he's wearing from the umpire side of things, but he's got that on. And you also look out Leighton Brown. Look at the socks. You can see the socks all the way up to the knees. You don't see that too often anymore. So both those kind of a little throwback look here today. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two on a good pitch from Adams.
And we had a request for another softball update, and we've got Actor 3, Gorenville 3, Clay County nothing. Gorenville had a two-run homer in that inning.
Still, you know, the Lady Dawgs within striking distance against, you know, one of the best teams in the state, Doug. They played up last week, I think, defending Class 3A champs, maybe, and gave them all they wanted. Ended up losing that game against Green Hill, maybe, I think.
Defending Class A champs.
They are, but I'm just saying, they can play in any classification.
They'll play, yes. They're competitive with all of it.
Big strikeout there is Chase Keene swinging there, gets strike three for out number two here in the 13. That'll bring up Landon Connor for Macon County, as he'll hit with two away and nobody on. That one just misses outside for ball one.
And that's what Clay County's got to do. Two quick outs there. Good job by Nolan Adams getting the strikeout on the second one, Doug. And just got to put this one away and get back up to the plate.
Yeah, and just like I said, he's come back. What you want him to do as a pitcher, and give up some runs that last inning. They hit him pretty well. He's come right back just like nothing had happened. That's what you like to see.
That one fouled straight back over the top of the press box. They even the count at 1-1 as Adams steps back on the pitching rubber. 1-1 delivery. Just misses low on that fastball to take it to 2-1.
And that's where you want to miss with that pitch. You know, he's a low ball umpire. If you miss, make sure you miss where the umpire's going to make a decision for you.
2-1. That one misses high for ball three. Take the count 3-1 now to Connor. Connor with a ground out in his first at-bat. So he's 0 for 1 on the day. Oh, that's a pretty pitch right down the middle for call strike two to take the count full.
Little movement on that pitch, too. That's something we talked about earlier. You know, when he throws that fastball, it's still moving. It ain't a straight one. It's got some movement to it.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning for Nolan Adams. First time today, Macon County goes in order. A 1-2-3 inning for the Bulldogs. They try to get back in this one as we move to the bottom of the third with Macon County leading 4-0.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Baseball here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs trail the Tigers 4-0, but three up, three down here in the top of the third. Clay County coming to bat with a chance to cut into this Tiger margin. Folks, I want to remind you, if you'll share this broadcast, you'll be entered into a drawing for a free Delhalla Horizon subscription to the newspaper. So share this broadcast, get the word out for us here on the Horizon Sports Network. I also want to announce that last broadcast winner was Amanda Likens. She shared the broadcast of the Lady Dogs walk-off win against Red Bowling Springs from Tuesday, and she is our winner from that broadcast. So, Amanda, if you're listening, send us an email to info@delhallahorizon.com to claim your subscription. That, again, that's info@delhallahorizon.com.
Gage Jones leading off the bottom of the third, squares to bunt, bunts that one foul into the net to take the count 0-1, and might not be a bad strategy to try to just bunt and get a runner on here in this third inning.
Well, put in play and see if make them make a play.
Yeah.
That should work.
0-1 from Braylon Flowers, squares to bunt, offers at it but can't make contact. It and goes 0-2 as charging was Jake Metter from third base there. Thinking that's where they're trying to put the bunt down. That one misses outside for ball one to take count 1-2.
Yeah, and talking to Coach Brown, you know, that's kind of the game plan for this team is to try to get base runners on base and, you know, move around the bases there as we see Cherry get retired. But, you know, again, Doug, that's what he thinks this team is their strength and what they're good at. I know stealing bases, they're about 90%. Once they get on, their stolen base percentage of tries is 90%, so you can't beat that.
Yeah, and, you know, what you want to do is put the ball in play, make them make plays on you, and if you don't, then you're going to have base runners and you're going to do what you're strong at, and that's stealing bases, sounds like. So,
square to bunt again as Eli Burnett will take strike one to even the count at 1-1. Yeah, I was looking up at the Macon County guy, Gage Jones, hitting there. Waylon Cherry with the leadoff. There's Eli Burnett now facing the 1-1 pitch, tries to bunt again. Can't make contact, goes 1-2. Leighton Brown on deck, then back to the top of the order for Clay County if they can get a base runner on here. Swing and a miss for strike three, so back-to-back strikeouts by Braylon Flowers to start the inning. He struck out four of the eight that he has faced, and that's a pretty good percentage.
Yeah, and you're talking about, you know, we talked about the speed and the strength of this team. That's kind of the weakness at this point. Coming into this and throughout four games, the Bulldogs had 42 strikeouts, you know, averaged a little over 10 a contest. And, you know, it's hard to get base runners when you're striking out at the plate at that rate. So that's something that Coach Brown's trying to improve, trying to make contact. and get on base.
Call strike one by Brown to lead off. He offered at the bunt there to take the count to strike two. I said four strikeouts. There's actually six. Six of the eight that he has faced, he has struck out. He had four through two innings, two more here in the third, so six strikeouts for Braylon Flowers, and he's well ahead 0-2 here as Brown squares to bunt and takes ball one high and outside to take the count to 1-2.
You know, Clay County with two outs here, of course, but, you know, Brown, especially as the leadoff, that's one of the things you're going to see out of him is trying to put down a bunt for sure. And he's got the speed, as we've seen in the outfield, to beat out a lot of those.
Yeah, he does. Fouls that one off into the ground there. Does Leighton Brown, the center fielder for Macon County, or for Clay County, he's made a couple of putouts of Macon County batters out there in center field. Fouls that one off to stay alive into the fence on the third base side that time. Count stays 1-2 to Leighton Brown. 1-2 pitch, little change up. Brown hits this one well down the right field line. That's hooking foul, though, and out of play. Oh, he took it for a ride. If that stays fair, that's going to be at the base of the wall at least, and extra bases for Leighton Brown.
Now, again, Brown got a look at that one and turned on it, Doug. The best contact of the night for the Bulldogs.
Seen the pitch he liked right there.
He did.
Definitely attacked it. Just pulled a little foul.
1-2 pitch from Flowers. Just misses inside, or misses inside, just misses the batter. To even the count at 2-2 as Leighton Brown had to get out of the way of that one.
He did. Stood in there on it for, and then moved at the last second.
2-2 pitch. That one misses low for ball three. So for the first time today, a Clay County hitter has worked Braylon Flowers to a full count.
And I think you can see the experience of Brown coming through at this at bat.
3-2 pitch, though. Call strike three. Looking there for out number three. Three strikeouts in the inning by Braylon Flowers. He's faced Clay County's nine batters. They went through the order, and he's retired all nine. We're through three complete. Macon County four, Clay County zero.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Bulldog Baseball here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports. As we come up to the top of the fourth inning, it's still 4-0 Macon County, though.
Yeah, Clay County still very much within striking distance of this one.
Yeah, two good pitchers on the mound today. You know, the four run deficit at Clay County don't show what the pitching was. I mean,
right.
It's
a good piece of hitting, just like that.
Brown trying to chase it down, but can't get to this one. He will knock it down and keep it in front of him, and that will be a leadoff single by Gage Jones for Macon County as he leads off this fourth inning and hits one sharply to center field for a base hit, the fourth hit of the game for Macon County.
And had a runner come in, number six, looks like.
That is Bradley Crawford running for Macon County. First pitch to Wheely, misses low and away for ball one. So Jones, the catcher, gained the courtesy runner. Bradley Crawford running for it. Throw over to first is going to be not in time, as the lead not very much over there by Crawford. He's probably only off the bag two or three steps.
Yeah, Nolan wanting him a little closer.
Yeah. Extends that lead a little bit, swing and a miss on a big cut there by Wheely. They even the count at 1-1 on the first strike against him.
Looked like Adams took a little off on that one there, maybe his changeup.
Yeah. It had a little different pace to that one.
1-1 pitch from Adams. That one misses just high for ball two as the sun sets here at Clay County High School. That will change the look of the batters and the catcher right here, because from this angle, you're looking right into that sun for the first three innings.
Yeah, that hitter's eye has changed.
That one misses low and away for ball three.
Got him
a shot. Goes, throw down to second base is going to be not in time. It'll be a stolen base for Bradley Crawford. That was a pretty good throw by Colton Brown. Pretty good tag out there by Brady Daly. Yeah. The umpire said he got in there safe with the stolen base.
Yeah, I think that was close, guys. We saw the runner get hung up in between, and as soon as he committed, Brown with a laser to second, and like you said, Daly with a great tag on the one hop.
Yeah, this nice play all the way around. It's close. It was real close.
It was.
Call strike two there on Matthew Wheely to take the count full at 3-2. Adams trying to get the first out here of this inning. They'll throw over to second base, but back safely is Crawford, as trying to slip in behind him there was the shortstop Brady Daly, but Crawford able to get back safely. Adams, 3-2 pitch here to Matthew Wheely, who walked his first at-bat. Hits this one hard down the left side. That is deep. That is going to be caught, though, by the left fielder. Good play over there in left field by Clay County's Eli Burnett. Coming up with that one for the long fly out from Matthew Wheely. He took that one for a real ride. That was high, and Burnett able to just track it down and make the play.
Yeah, that from the outset of that, it looked like it might have been out of here, but it just hung up there, and Eli made a good play on it and tracked it in.
Burnett's done well out there in left. You know, he had a bead on that Meadows home run earlier that just ran out of real estate. And just a good defensive play by him. I'm like you, Doug. I thought that one was out of here.
Yeah, it was hit well.
Jordan Rogers batting now. First pitch to him going to be ball one to Rogers. A mile high. I thought it was going to carry two, but it just the wrong angle. That's low for ball two. Crawford still jumping around out there at second base. They're not holding him on now as much with the two outs, rather with the one out here in the fourth inning. Now the second baseman will come in, swing and a miss on a big cut there for strike one to Jordan Rogers.
I don't know, he's a little off speed again. That looks a lot like a changeup. He's definitely changed some speed right there the last couple of batters.
Yeah, and you can hear the difference in Brown's mitt on those two pitches.
That one going to be ball three to Jordan Rogers. He struck out his first at-bat. Adams has struck out four in the game so far for Clay County. Just misses inside for ball four, though, so a one-out walk to put runners at first and second for the top of the order with Braylon Flowers, who had a hard hit the last time he was up with a stolen base and scored a run, got an RBI as well. Runners at first and second for Flowers. Adams misses away for ball one. Probably a good idea to try to go away from him, not give him anything to pull there or over the middle of the plate.
Yeah, Flowers kind of singled to dead center in that got the rally started from Macon County in the second inning, guys. And, you know, we've seen a pretty good performance by him on both sides here on the mound and in the batter box.
Yeah, very nice-looking baseball player.
Misses away on that one, does Adams. Take the count 2-0. 2-0 pitch here. Catches the outside part of the plate. The knees for call strike one to take the count 2-1.
Yeah, Flowers wasn't real happy about that strike call there by the umpire.
I thought it was a pretty pitch. Take the count 2-1. Adams trying to bounce back. That one fouled straight back over the press box to even the count at 2-2.
A good job by Adams there, getting in on the hands of Flowers with that inside ball, and gets even here with a really good hitter.
Runners at first and second, one away here in the top of the fourth. Macon County trying to add to their 4-0 lead. That one misses at the eyes for ball three to take the count full. Flowers just leaning back out of the way. So the payoff pitch here from Nolan Adams. 3-2 delivery. This one hit in the gap in left center field. That one's hit well. Burnett moving to his left, though, will make the catch again. Runner tags at second, trying to go. They'll hit the cutoff, but the throw is not going to be in time as Burnett hit Daly on the cutoff, but a quick first break by Crawford after tagging up, able to move down to third base, but the flyout by Flowers to Burnett in left field will be out number two in the inning.
This is a nice job by Eli to track that down. Unfortunately, it's deep enough to advance that runner.
Yeah, nothing he could do there. Hit the cutoff man with a nice throw. Daly also relaying it well. It just had to jump.
Runner goes. They'll just concede that stolen base there to move the runner down to second base as Rogers will go down to second base. Pitch was a ball to Metter, who hit a home run, swing and a miss on a big cut there to even the count at 1-1. Home run in his last at bat, the two-run home run by Metter.
You see Nolan Adams kind of taking that as a challenge, I think. Yeah. You see him bearing down. He wants to get Metter's out.
1-1 pitch. This one hit in the air and foul ground and out of play to take the count 1-2.
Again, I want to comment on Clay County's defense. I'm really impressed with the outfield and play and even, you know, what they're doing in the infield, too. When Macon County puts it in play, they've made plays on it.
Yeah, they've not made errors in the game. That's really good because they're putting pressure on them.
Just punches that one out of play down the right side to keep the count 1-2.
Yeah, we got a battle kind of going on here as Adams tried to paint the corner and Meadows fighting it off there.
1-2 pitch coming up from Nolan Adams. Top of the fourth inning, Macon County leading 4-0. 1-2 delivery. Misses high for ball two to even the count at 2-2. Adams, 2-2 pitch. This one hit in the gap in left field. Left fielder coming in, can't get to it. It'll drop in for a base hit and an RBI. As that one looked like it was carrying more in the gap, it dropped more in dead center field or dead left field for an RBI single, second RBI of the game. And Burnett had a chance to make a third put out of the inning. Both runs will come in to score. A two RBI single by Braylon Flowers, his first couple RBIs, and Macon County extends the lead to 6-0.
Yeah, I thought Meadows was a little out in front of that one, Doug, and didn't quite get it all, and that's what made it fall in.
Yeah, and that might have been – it's hard to judge that ball. It looked like Eli didn't get a good jump on it because of the sound of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was kind of moving the way I thought it was going to, and it just kind of died out there as this one hit into center field. Brown going to his left. Brown going to be able to move over and make the catch on the move for out number three as Leighton Brown just glides over there. For a putout, all three putouts in the outfield, but Macon County adds a couple of runs. We're through 3.5. It's Macon County 6, Clay County 0.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Baseball here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Folks, if you haven't been down below the Cumberland River Bridge here in Salina to see Eli and all the friendly folks at Clay Power Sports, you need to do so. They sell everything down there. It's a dealership. They've got boats, they've got mowers, they got utility vehicles, got a little bit of everything. And it's not just the dealership that's impressive, Doug. If you've been in that store, they've got one of the largest fishing tackle displays that you'll see anywhere. Plus, everything for a boat you can imagine, tubes, life jackets, audio. If you can think of it that has to do with water sports or fishing, it's in that store, isn't it?
And then some. Like right. I said, the audio in vehicle. He's actually done a system MIG. They're just excellent at everything. You name it, they got it. But I've never seen the fishing that they've got down there. It's something else.
It is. Need to go check it out.
We move down to the bottom of the fourth inning with Clay County sending the top of the order back up. Nolan Adams, Brady Daly, and Kyler Westmoreland. You up, first pitch of ball. This one's going to be high for ball two, so 2-0 to Nolan Adams. And I don't think that Flowers has been 2-0 all night. 2-0 delivery. This one hit well. The no-hitter's gone as Adams singles to left field. He gets through the left fielder's leg. Adams with a chance to advance. He didn't realize it got away, and now we'll have to hold it first. So a single by Nolan Adams will put him on first. That took away the no-hitter to see Clay County get their first base runner. Now you talked about the way they steal bases. This is a chance to see if they can do this against Macon County.
Yeah, and if anybody's got speed, it's Nolan Adams, that's for sure, on this team, guys. You know, all-state wide receiver, one of the best athletes in Upper Cumberland. There's no doubt about that, and he proved that by what he's doing on the pitcher's mound and then smoking that ball right there for the single.
Yeah, and this is going to be a good little matchup here, base running and pitching and catching right here. And there's quality in all three spots. So
there is.
This will be a good little battle right here.
And then we also have, I think, Daly at the plate.
Runner goes. The throw going to be not in time as it was offline. Is a good throw there by by Macon County's Gage Jones, but it just missed to the shortstop side of the bag. Second baseman tried to reach back and make the tag, but couldn't do so, and it's going to be a stolen base for Nolan Adams. Pitch was a ball to Brady Daly. I believe the scoreboard's went dead here at Clay County.
It has.
That one misses outside.
You see Daly squaring the bunt to try to advance Adams to third, put him in definite scoring position. But, you know, Daly's batting .385, guys, one of the better hitters on this team as a sophomore. So multiple options for him in the box.
Yeah, you would think he's not bunting here just because he is swinging a pretty good bat and a good average.
That one misses high for ball three to take the count 3-1. Now to Daly.
Got three hits on the season. He's got two doubles and a single so far here in his short sophomore career.
Flowers with a runner in scoring position for Daly. 3-1 pitch. That one's grounded to the left side. Third baseman up with it. Makes the throw across the diamond. It's low. It's dropped. It's dropped, and he picked it back up and tagged the bag before the runner got there. Dropped over at first base by Hayes Polston, but quickly able to pick it up. It does move the runner down to third as Nolan Adams stands at third base now after the ground out by Brady Daly.
That's a good piece of hitting by Daly. Advanced the runner and almost got it on the bobble down there.
Third baseman for Macon County able to make that throw. Jake Metter with the ground out. Swing there by Kyler Westmoreland to strike one to take the count 0-1. But a runner at third base for the first time today by Clay County. That one's going to be called strike two to take the count 0-2. Westmoreland steps back in there. The 0-2 pitch. Oh, that's a pretty curveball there. Caught him looking
nice pitch
for strike three. That's out number two. Throw down to third. Going to be not in time as they try to throw behind the runner there, but Adams able to get back. Yeah, that looked like it started way inside, didn't it? Just broke right back over the plate.
Yeah, great pitch there for sure as Adams trying to make the pitcher think a little bit here.
Colton Brown, big swing there, but can't make contact for strike one.
know, Colton, when he comes to bat, he's got that old school look. Don't have batting gloves, just bare hands it.
He does, and he's batting very well. He's a 500 hitter so far, guys. He, again, we talked about it, the most hits on the team. He's got two singles and three doubles. So, you know, he hits it deep, and he hits it hard.
That one hit the second base. Second baseman up with it. We'll throw to first base in time. Is making the play there is Jay Wilson flipping over to the first baseman for Macon County to get the put out for the third out of the inning. Just caught on the end of the bat, and it goes 4-3 for out number three. Clay County breaks up the no-hitter, though. They get a runner on. They strand him at third base. We're through 3.5. It's Macon County 6, Clay County 0.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Macon County 6-0 headed into the fifth inning. Here's your dog recap, brought to you by Baxter Flooring. Macon County scored 4 in the top of the second and then added 2, and let's see, Meadows, a 2-RBI single to put the Tigers ahead of the Dogs, 6-0 headed into the fifth. Clay County showed some signs of life as Nolan Adams singled in the bottom of the fourth, but was stranded at third, heading out of the inning, and Clay County still trails 6-0. This dog recap has been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina.
Nolan Adams back out there for the top of the fifth inning, as he'll face the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for Macon County, Hayes Polston, Chase Keene, and Landon Connor due up for Macon County, as Adams has went the entire way for the Bulldogs. 4 strikeouts, 3 walks on the day for Adams. Macon County with 5 hits on the day. 6 runs to lead 6-0.
Also, I want to remind our watchers and listeners, if you'll share this broadcast on Facebook, you'll be entered into a drawing for a free subscription to the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper here in Clay County. All you have to do is like and share this live stream on Facebook. Amanda Likens was our winner from our first broadcast from Tuesday night. If you didn't hear before, Amanda, all you have to do is send an email to info@delhollowhorizon.com to claim your free subscription. Of course, include someone's address. We'll get back to you on that. If you have a subscription already, we'll be glad to add you a year to it. Or if you want to give it to somebody else, that's fine with us too. So share this broadcast to all of your friends for the Del Hollow Horizon and these Bulldogs and everyone else so they can see live action here Thursday night baseball, Craig,
yeah,
in Salina.
And still, it's 6-0, but that's the thing about baseball is you don't have a clock like in basketball, football. You have to get all those outs to be able to close this game. So as long as you still got an out, you still got life in this baseball game. Hayes Polston to lead off. Polston hits that one foul and out of play for strike one.
And just a very good night pitching both sides. And the score is 6-0, but Nolan's pitched a really nice game tonight.
Yeah, you know, and this is a talented Macon County team. Yeah. We've seen that with their skills in the batter box, guys. You know, they've earned these runs they've gotten. Clay County hasn't given them to them. You know, they've a nice piece of hitting for the Tigers.
I don't think they've been a fielding error.
There has. Well, we had a throwing error.
Throwing error, but
that,
not a fielding
error.
That
caused the first run, but yeah, that was it. Actually, it really wasn't a throwing error. It was a catching error,
yeah,
on the third baseman, yeah, because it was a nice throw by Colton Brown.
But nothing that's been hit in play has been an error.
No.
You know, which you don't see that much in high school baseball.
That's true.
At all.
1-2 pitch here from Adams. That one just misses high for ball two to even the count at 2-2. Polston Holston batting for the third time. He walked, flew out to center field, and he fouls that one back into the net. So he's 0 for 1 on the day facing Adams. Steps back in there in the left-handed batter's box. It's this one in the gap in right center field. That may be extra bases as Polston rounds first. They're going to send him into second to the right fielder up with it. The throw coming in not in time, and Polston with a leadoff double to the gap in right center field, an extra base hit for Polston to lead off this game as Clay County's Waylon Cherry got to it quickly and held him to a double.
Yeah, another good job by the Clay County defense. Clay County defense to make that just a double right there as it hit the gap, Craig, and good job by them. And, again, another nice piece of hitting right there by the Macon County Tigers as Polston got on that one.
And what he done well again, he went with the pitch he got. He didn't try to do anything special. That was the pitch, and he hit the pitch.
That one misses high and inside for ball one to Chase Keene. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one. I believe the count is 1-1. Keene steps back in. We talk about four strikeouts on the day for Adams. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. Keene has been the victim of two of those strikeouts. He's 0 for 2 on the day with two strikeouts, and now he's behind in the count here at 1-2. Adams, 1-2 pitch. This one hit well to left field. Burnett coming in. That's going to drop for a base hit. They're going to send Polston around third. Burnett will bring it into the infield. The runner or the batter will advance down to second base. They'll throw behind him, but he'll dive back in time, and a RBI single with a extra base on the throw for Chase Keene, his first hit of the day, and Macon County adds a run to their total.
Yeah, just getting one in to fall in front of Burnett again. A little blooper to the outside left field in front of him. That's twice that's happened for Macon County to kind of placing balls at this point.
Looks like we may get a pitching change right here. I ain't sure. Looks like maybe getting a little bit tired up there. It's through 95 pitches. I just flipped it over to their game changer to look at that. Good night pitching for his first start.
So they are moving some people around here. We'll see where everyone goes here. We may want to take a timeout, Thomas, and kind of get everything set. And we'll take that here in the fifth inning with Macon County leading by a score of 7-0.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network for Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs trail the Tigers 7-0. We've got a pitcher change here, Craig.
Pitching change, yep. Kyler Westmoreland moving from second base to pitch now. First pitch to Landon Connor, going to be fouled off at the plate. Take the count 0-1, but they moved a lot of folks around. Nolan Adams went from pitching to shortstop. They moved Brady Daly from shortstop to third base and moved Hayden Keene from third base to second base. So four different positions now for four different players. Swing and a miss there for strike two to Landon Connor. Third game this week, so You know more about it than any one of us, Doug, but the pitch count for pitchers in high school baseball, you can't throw but so many a week. So being game number three here this week, I'm sure Coach Devron Brown is happy to look at that to see who he brings in.
Yeah, and that's something you mentioned before the game when I was talking to him. You know, of course, had two district games, so you're gonna use all the pitches you can to get those wins. And then today, of course, fortunately, had Nolan, who hadn't got to pitch yet. It's going to be one of his top pitchers before it's over. You know, he's going to be there. So now that's how many arms you got left.
Yeah. 2-1 count. That one misses, rather the 1-2 count, misses away to even the count at 2-2. To Landon Connor, the left-handed hitter. As the bats in the middle of the order have been awakened here by Macon County, they hadn't done much until this inning. 2-2 pitch. That one misses for ball three to take the count full at 3-2 to the left fielder for Macon County.
So far this season, Westmoreland just throwing, I think, 29 pitches, one inning of work so far for the senior, for the Dogs. So, you know, Westmoreland hadn't been really towing the rubber a whole lot just yet.
Oh, got him looking there. The runner tries to advance. The throw down to third is going to be off the glove of the third baseman. That'll let it roll into left field, and the runner will come in to score. The call was a strike at the knees for out number one on the strikeout by Landon Connor, but then Chase Keene able to advance down to second base on the stolen base attempt. The ball got away, and that allowed him to come in to score the run. So two in here in the inning for Macon County, and they extend their lead to 8-0. First pitch here to Gage Jones, misses outside for ball one. There's one away now here in the inning for Macon County. Jones steps back in there. That one misses inside for ball two. Take the count 2-0. Tyler Westmoreland on in relief of Nolan Adams for Clay County. 2-0 pitch. That one misses high for ball three. A little pressure on Clay County here. A couple of more runs could put you in that spot where the run rule could come into play. 3-0 pitch. Call strike one on that curve ball out of the hands of the right-handed relief pitcher. Takes the count 3-1. Three-one delivery. This one fouled into the net to take the count 4 now to Gage Jones. Jones 2-for-2 on the day. He's stolen a base. He scored two runs for Macon County. So the number 7 batter has been producing for the Tigers and a chance to get on base for a third time, but Westmoreland trying to keep him from that. This one hit into left center field. That's going to be in a tough spot, and that's going to drop for a base hit for Gage Jones, his third hit of the day, the single to shallow left center field.
Yeah, again, you see, you know, the way the Tigers were hitting it earlier, Doug, you know, you got to play deep.
Yeah.
You know, they were all over the fence pretty much, and then the last three hits have come in front of those outfielders.
Yeah, and that's just the way it works sometimes. You know, you play back to get those hitters. Now you've got them backed up, and those little bloopers get in there.
Right.
Matthew Wheely to bat now for Macon County. That one just misses outside for ball one. That's in that area where they've been getting that call for a strike, but too low that time, I believe, to take the count 1-0. Runner over at first base. Short lead over there for Gage Jones. Now extend that lead. Big cut there by Wheely, but can't catch up that high changeup, and the count evens up at 1-1.
Yeah, Westmoreland doing a good job. You see, he doesn't really have the heat that we saw from Adams, but he got good control, doesn't he, Craig?
Yes, and that placement against batters, especially ones that are as aggressive as Macon County, just like that, is going to be called strike two, and that's in that spot we talked about, down low and away from the batter where it's hard to do anything with.
Yeah, and he's been pretty consistent there on that with that pitch there, both teams.
Mm-hmm.
1-2 the count to Wheely. Westmoreland takes a look at the runner over at first. Swing and a miss on a big cut there by Wheely for the second strikeout of the inning, the second out of the inning. So two away now for Macon County here in the top of the fifth. And Jordan Rogers, the batter, if he can reach, then it's back to the top of the order for Macon County. So that's a big out right here for Kyler Westmoreland if he can get out Rogers, the number nine hitter. Runner goes, swing and a miss. No throw as he got a big jump there with two outs. Just aggressive base running there. 0-1 count to Rogers, but Gage Jones was gone even before the pitch left the hands of the pitcher.
Yeah, I have to think he might try it again here.
0-1 delivery. That one misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1 now to Rogers. Coach Devin Brown asking the pitch count here. One delivery. That one bounces in.
Here
good job blocking the plate. The throw down to third base up the line gets away. The runner's going to try to come in to score, and he will from third base. Going to be a good throw, but not in time as Gage Jones coming around to score on that one that bounced in the dirt. The catcher, Colton Brown, tried to throw it down to third base. They couldn't complete the throw, and the runner will come in to score the third run of the inning and extend the lead to 9-0 now. Pitch was a ball to take the count 2-1. Swing and a miss on a big cut there by Rogers to even the count now at 2-2. Two to Rogers, the right fielder for Macon County. Three runs here in the inning for the Tigers. Foul tip there into the glove for the strikeout for out number three. So Macon County adds three runs. Clay County pitching strikes out three in the inning. We're through 4.5. It's Macon County 9, Clay County 0.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We moved out of the bottom half of the fifth inning with Reese Adams at the plate for Clay County. They got started a little early. First pitch was a ball. Adams hits this one well to left field. Left fielder going back, and that one is at the base of the wall. It's going to be a leadoff double as Adams will try to stretch it into a double. Can he get there? Let's wait and see. He did.
He did.
Able to avoid the tag at second base. Or did they say he was out?
Oh, they called him out.
They called him out at second base as the throw coming in from left field. That was a great play by Landon Connor, hit right at the base of the fence. Connor able to bring it in to Jay Wilson, who was able to apply the tag. They actually said he went out of the base path, I believe, Doug, to get the out.
Great hit, though. He drove that ball.
We go 7-4 for out number one. That's strike one to Aiden Keene. Yeah, I thought that was going to be gone off the bat of Reese Adams. The 0-1 count. This one hit well to shortstop. Shortstop up with it. Long throw, but a strong throw from the shortstop, Chase Keene, for out number two on the play, going 6-3. Keene to Jones for the put out. Strong arm right there being shown by Chase Keene, as that one looked like it might be a little close at first base, but Keene just showed a rifle right there.
Yeah, it's a nice arm right there.
That one fouled into the netting by Waylon Cherry for strike one to take the count 0-1 now to Cherry. Braylon Flowers. We'll see this one grounded right back up the middle. That's the second hit of the day, as Cherry will ground one right back up the box. The single to center field on the ground ball, and that's a good piece of hitting right there, just taking it right back up the middle for the second hit of the day for Clay County.
Cherry, a sophomore, back-to-back contact, all three sophomores, guys, between Reese Adams, Aiden Keene, and then Waylon Cherry right there, Doug. Young team. Coach Brown's talked about that. You know, he lost like nine seniors last year, but he's got some talent out there.
Runner goes. The throw goes into the center field. They're going to try to take third. The center fielder makes a throw, but it's high. That one's going to get away, but they'll hold the runner there as it will be a stolen base moving into second, then a throwing error to move him down to third, and he'll be at third base now with two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch was a ball to Burnett, and the count 1-0.
You see the speed of Waylon Cherry. We've seen him run under a few balls on the football field, Doug. Cherry, one of the fastest athletes we have in the school.
Really good athlete. And one thing you got to like right here, the bottom of your order is putting the ball in play.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's what's going to be key to this team, getting the bottom of the order going good with the top of the order, and that's starting to happen as far as getting contact on it.
And that's what you got to do in a 9-0 game.
Yeah.
You know, build some confidence, and you're doing that by making contact here. And like I said, Doug said, putting the ball in play.
Braylon Flowers with the strikeout there to end the inning for Macon County, as Clay County gets their second hit of the day, this one by Waylon Cherry. Nolan Adams has the other. They strand him at third base. We're through five complete. It is Macon County 9, Clay County 0.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection, because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Baseball here on the Horizon Sports Network. Being presented by Clay Power Sports, Clay County Trails, Macon County, 9-0, headed into the sixth inning, guys. But, you know, a little life for the Bulldogs, Doug, there in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, put the ball in play. That's what you want to see. Bottom of the order, put the ball in play and make them nice plays. We had some pretty good positive stuff there. Give you a run, but, you know, positive.
Yeah, and Reese Adams, you know, almost going yard. It fell at the foot of the fence out there in left field, Craig. Nice ball, you know, bat on the ball right there for him, trying to stretch the single out to a double. Did get the put out there, but pretty nice piece of hitting.
Yeah, I did call that. It was a single and then caught trying to advance to second base. So two hits in the inning for Clay County to get their third hit of the day. And I didn't mean to cheat him out of the hit, but that it happened kind of fast, and he did get the single, and they caught him there at second base. They made a pitching change. The third pitcher of the day for Clay County, Cale Trobaugh, has come in to replace Kyler Westmoreland here in the top of the sixth, as he'll be the third pitcher. We'll try to see as Adams stays at shortstop. Staying at third base is Brady Daly. At second base, Aiden Keene is still out there, so it must just have been a straight substitution for Cale Trobaugh for Kyler Westmoreland there on the mound. Top of the order for Macon County, Braylon Flowers the leadoff, followed by Jake Metter and Caden Woodard for the Tigers. As Flowers will step in. They retired him for the first time in his last at-bat. 2-for-3 on the day. First pitch from Trobaugh. Going to be hit down the right field side, but that's going to be just foul down the right field line. And out of play for strike one.
And again, another good opportunity for Clay County to get another young pitcher on the mound to see what he can do. Never know when you need an inning. Now you find out if you can get an inning.
Yeah, Trobaugh, a freshman here, guys, coming in, getting valuable experience.
Flowers goes in the hole on the left side. That's through for a base hit, his third hit of the day. He'll round first base and will stay there as he will single in the hole on the left side. And they'll bring in the courtesy runner again, Tyler Gregory, coming in to run for the pitcher. Was that six that came in there? Up to bat now, Jake Metter for Macon County. Metter 2-for-3 on the day. Big lead over there. That one fouled back into the net, though, for strike one.
Man, that's a good sign there. Trouble's going to throw in strikes. Now,
yeah.
That's what you want. Make them put it in play and then try to make the plays behind him.
He's ahead on Metter now, 0-1. Short lead over there for Macon County's courtesy runner. Now he bluffs, doesn't go. Metter kind of golfs that one into left field. A long run for Burnett, and he settles under it and makes the play. Eli Burnett has a lot of work out there in left field, and he's made some good defensive plays.
Yeah, we talked to earlier, guys. There's not been a fielding error in this game.
No,
there's been some throwing errors, but from the catcher to that. But as far as the true fielding error, we ain't had that tonight.
Yeah, Eli Burnett, he's a junior, guys, and really making an impact. We talked about how well he and Brown have been playing in the outfield for Clay County. The right fielder just hadn't had an opportunity tonight, but I'd say he's just as good.
Yeah, done a very good job.
Who we got out there anyway? He's
right fielder is Waylon Cherry.
Cherry, okay. Right, well, I know he is.
Good athlete out there.
And this outfield's full of athletes, isn't it? They can cover some ground. Hit and run going there for Caden Woodard as the courtesy runner Gregory tried to go down to second base but fouled off by Woodard, so he'll have to go back to first base after that long run. Throw over to first now. Not a bad play right there. You just had him try to take second, so he's ran there, and now you take a little more energy out of him, making him dive back to first.
Yeah, keep him working. You have to slow him down.
The 0-1 pitch from Trobaugh. He goes. This one hit well in left field. Burnett stepping back just short of the fence will make the catch for another putout by Eli Burnett on the fly ball by Metter, rather by Woodard, to left field. So two flyouts to Eli Burnett there in left field. Let's see, that's 1, 2, 3. Three putouts that I see by him. Seems like there was more than that out there in left field. There's another one, fourth one up there. Throw over to first, not in time, as, again, Gregory diving back.
He's definitely been busy out there tonight. Our outfield's been busy tonight. They made some good plays.
Trobaugh. Runner goes. That one just – oh, no, it is a call strike on the outside part of the plate for strike one. Runner will steal second base as there'll be a runner in scoring position now for Polston here in the top of the seventh. Should be top of the sixth, shouldn't it?
It is top of the sixth.
That one misses outside for ball one. They even the count at 1-1.
Doug, any update on that softball game?
Final 9-0.
Okay. I may have missed that if you announced it.
I may not have, but okay. Final 9-0.
So Clay County falls to Gordonsville, but it was tight throughout, wasn't it, Doug?
Yeah, and it's a quality team. You know, a 9-0 loss to them is maybe a 2-3-run game
sure.
anywhere else, you know.
Sure.
So.
And at Gordon.
At Gordonsville.
Yeah, of course, we're talking about Lady Bulldog softball. I didn't preface it with that. We just said Clay County and Gordonsville, but they were playing down in Gordonsville today.
And that will be the battle for the 1-2 spot in that softball all year. It'll be between those two, typically. Even though that Red Boiling team showed a good team there tonight also.
3-1 pitch fouled off the plate to take the count full at 3-2 to Hayes Polston.
Yeah, we like to think that's what we would shape out here in District 7A baseball as, Gordonsville, kind of the perennial district champion, advanced to the region tournament where last season Clay County fell to them and state runner-up East Robertson to be eliminated. But that's kind of what we hope shapes out here also, Doug.
Well, and what you're looking for, it's early in the season, improve. The key is your district. That's the game
right.
You got to get. And, the good thing is Nolan showed you he's going to be ready to go for you.
No
and you had a quality pitcher in what you already had. That's a real good feeling now as a coach. You got another quality pitcher to throw in there with what you got.
Yeah, and Brady Daly also pitching very well for Clay County already. We didn't see him on the mound tonight. And then we talked about Whit Kaslikowski. Putting together – a pretty good stable of pitchers here, Clay County is.
Hayes Polston hit by a pitch a moment ago to put him at first base. Runners at first and second now for Megan Gay. That one foul back for strike two to Chase Keene, the shortstop.
And we talked about it. Sorry about that, Craig, but we talked about it earlier, too, talking about Clay County. They've got a big opportunity coming up on Monday, doubleheader with Clark Raines to kind of really improve their standings here in the conference.
Yeah, they come away with two wins on Monday. That puts them in a good spot, for the rest of the season and get some more wins.
Big cut there by Keene. Can't catch up to the high fastball. The strikeout by Trowball, his first of the day. We're through 5.5. It is Macon County 9, Clay County 0. Back for the bottom of the sixth right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Apologize, played the wrong ad there, played the post-game promo. This one's not over, Craig, as Clay County does trail 9-0, but we're just in the top of the sixth.
And leading off the bottom of the sixth, Leighton Brown.
I'm sorry,
here for Clay County, as he'll see that fouled in the net to go 0-2 now, with Flowers still out there and a swing and a miss for strike three. For the strikeout here by Brown for the first out of the sixth inning, as that is now 9 strikeouts on the day for Raylan Flowers. And back to the top of the order with Nolan Adams hitting now for Clay County. Adams takes that one on the outside part of the plate for call strike one.
Yeah, last time up, Adams singled, I think.
To the base of the wall, wasn't it?
That was the other.
That's right. This one hit foul and out of play for strike two. The 0-2 pitch. This one hit well to the left side. Left fielder coming in. Can't get to it. That'll drop. Back-to-back hits by Nolan Adams as he'll hold there at first base with a one-out single on a rope to left field by Nolan Adams.
Yeah, you can't hit it much harder than that right there. Nolan Adams turning on that ball, Doug.
You know, his last two at bats, he's really got some good wood on those.
Brady Daly, now the batter for Clay County, as he'll step in to hit. Macon County is the throw over to first. Not in time. Macon County did make a substitution, and ironically, they brought in Eli Carver, number 8, for number 42, Landon Connor. Where do you think Adams hit it? Right to the sub that came in left field. Runner goes, throw down to second base. It's going to be off the glove of the second baseman and a stolen base for Nolan Adams, his second stolen base of the game.
You know, that, like Mr. Person, that's a good battle. You got a good pitcher, good catcher, good base stealer.
Yeah.
And Nolan's won both those battles so far. That's really good.
Yeah, and that one's close right there. I don't know what the call would have been if he could have squeezed it.
No, if it's in the glove, that may have got him there, but it didn't hold it, and that one misses outside for ball one to even the count at 1-1 to Brady Daly. 1-1 pitch, fouled off at the plate for strike two to the third baseman for Clay County. Swing and a miss for strike three for out number two here in the inning. Couple of strikeouts in the inning now for Braylon Flowers. Flowers had a no-hitter through three innings. Nolan Adams broke that up in the fourth, and now 4 hits on the day for Clay County. So the second time through seeing Adams, they've hit the ball much better.
They have. They put in play, and, you know, Flowers has pitched well. He's only pitched 75 pitches so far. That's a pretty solid 6 innings.
Crow ball lays down the bunt. The first baseman will throw down to second. Second baseman covering for the out. That's a good play right there by Jake Metter, rather by the first baseman for Macon County. As that is Hayes Polston coming down the line to pick it up. Throws over to Jay Wilson covering for the out. It goes 1-4, and we're through 6 complete. We move to the top of the seventh with Macon County leading 7-0.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Macon County 9-0, headed into the 7th and final inning. And here's your dog recap, brought to you by Westmoreland Management. Macon County had a 4-run second before adding one, I think, maybe in the 4th, and then they had a big inning in the top of the 5th where they made it 9-0. As Clay County does trail here heading into the final inning. Clay County did show some signs of life in the bottom of the 5th. Reese Adams and Waylon Cherry both had singles, and then Nolan Adams in the bottom of the 6th had his second single of the night for Clay County. So they are getting some hits here against the pitcher Flowers late in this ball game, though they trail 9-0. This dog recount has been brought to you by Westmoreland Management and Bobby, owner Bobby Westmoreland. Proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Craig.
And like I talked about a minute ago, that shows me that this team can improve because they're young. They see a pitcher the second time, and Braylon Flowers looked good that the first time through this batting order. But since then, they've hit him four times, and they've hit him hard four times. So that tells me if this team can make adjustments, they can come out, and when they get back in the district, they're going to be able to make some noise, I believe.
Yeah, and that's a very good point. You know, they're not doing this in these latter innings against reserves, Doug.
No.
They're doing it against what we think is the Macon County ace.
Yeah, he's quality. If he's not their ace, they're very good.
That's right.
And one thing that's happened here, Coach Brown's got a good look at some young pitchers, and they've done a good job. Kyler Westmore come and give him a good inning. This is the second inning for Trowball, and he's threw the ball very well for him. So
yeah.
that could pay dividends down the road. If you need an inning or two, you got some guys that can give it to you.
Yeah, a couple of flyouts that Trowball has induced and a strikeout to end the sixth inning. So he's come out, and he may be – opening the eyes of the coaching staff a little bit.
There's always games where you need an inning or two.
Yeah.
And that's good to know you got that kid and give you that inning or two. Like I said, the big positive tonight is seeing Nolan on the mound, knowing he's going to be able to step in and be one of your good rotation pitchers. And that's going to be nice down the road.
And him hitting the ball, that's going to put another good bat in the lineup for him too. Eli Carver will lead off. This one grounded to the shortstop. Shortstop up with it. Long throw is going to be in time. Good help over there at first base.
Guess who?
As over
Adams
there,
to Adams.
Exactly. Nolan Adams to Reese Adams. 6-3 for out number one on a hard hit ball by Eli Carver, the sub that came in for Landon Cotter. But the Adams retiring 6-3 for the out number one.
Yeah, we just said it. You know, pitching and behind the plate or at the plate, Adams is going to bring it, but also in the field, guys.
Well, and again, there's been no fielding errors by either team.
Right.
They filled the ball clean and made the plays.
And Coach Devin Brown's got to be happy with that because when you put a young team out there, you expect them to have an error every now and then. It's just going to happen, but they have it tonight.
Well, there's some nights, you know, you're just kind of outmatched with certain athletes, baseball-type athletes. We're seeing Meadows hit a deep home run. We've seen Flowers play well throughout this one from Macon County. But you've got to come out with some positives. And I'm just really impressed with this Clay County team. As we've talked about moving through these final innings here as Macon County flies out there, Craig.
Yeah, Gage Jones, another fly out to left field as Eli Burnett out there making another play. And sometimes as an outfielder, you don't have a lot of action out there. But Burnett, he's earned his money in left field tonight. Matthew Wheely, the batter now. This one popped up in the infield. That's going to be a tough play. A little Texas leaguer out there. The shortstop going back, and Nolan Adams will make the catch for Clay County. Adams just floating out there to make that catch on the pop-up just on the fringe of the grass in center field, and it'll be a 1-2-3 inning for Cale Trowball. And you talked about it, Doug. That's got to be a positive for the Clay County coaching staff. We'll talk about that when we come back for the bottom of the seventh with Macon County leading 9-0.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company. Proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1990. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience. and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Baseball here tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. Thursday night baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports as Colton Brown comes to the plate, Craig.
Colton Brown leading off the bottom of the seventh. Reese Adams, Aiden Keene due up. Here's a big cut by Brown for strike one. Raylan Flowers still out there for Macon County, trying to go the complete game for the Tigers. The 0-1 pitch just misses outside for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Lake County down to their final three outs here in the bottom of the seventh as they try to work their way back in that this one. That one misses inside for ball two. Takes the count 2-1 now. And Flowers seems to have gotten a little fired up after giving up a few hits. That one misses low for ball three to take the count 3-1 because he's throwing heat like he did back in the first inning.
Yeah, he is.
3-1 pitch. This one hit in the air and foul ground. First baseman gives chase, but it gets out of play over on the road here at Clay County High School between the baseball and the softball field.
Yeah, Flowers, he lost much velocity right here. You know, he's only through. Let me look at it again.
Yeah, you had him at 75.
That's his 81st pitch right there. So in the 7 innings, and you should be strong, and he's strong.
Full count to Colton Brown. Got him looking for strike three.
That was a nice pitch there. Almost looked like it had a little breaking action to it.
Yeah, it was looking like a little curve there.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't used that very much. Is that he went, especially in that at-bat, it's all heat up to that pitch and then brings that one in. That's just a good pitch call right there. That one's going to be on the outside part of the plate for strike one to Reese Adams.
And you have to think Flowers was probably kind of cruising there for a little while. Yeah. When you're up 9-0, you can understand that. But you can see he's trying to put this one away.
Adams tried to check the swing there, couldn't hold it. He does go around for strike two to take the count 0-2 now to the first baseman for Clay County. Oh, that one hit him right in the shoulder.
Yeah, Reese Adams standing in there and taking the harm, Doug.
That didn't miss any. It caught all of it.
Right in the meaty part of that left shoulder. Yeah. That'll be blue tomorrow.
Yeah, but we know how tough Adams is. You know, he's starting linebacker on the football team and had a great sophomore season for the Dogs on the gridiron. And, you know, he can take a hit like that.
I always brag on him. I always say he's tough like his mother.
Right, no doubt. It's
but he is. Reese is a good quality, tough athlete now.
Adams tries to steal second base. The throw is going to bounce in there, and Adams will stand up stealing the second. So he'll move into scoring position for Aiden Keene, who took that first pitch as a ball of the at-bat, so it's 1-0 to Keene with Adams in scoring position down at second base. Big cut there by Keene. Couldn't catch up to that high fastball and evens the count at 1-1.
And one thing that's kind of deceiving with Reese, you take a look at Reese. He's a big, athletic-looking kid, but he's a quick kid, too.
He's fast.
He's
opposite
direction. Down the right field line. This has got a chance to score a run. Adams rounding third. They're going to send him. They'll hold him at third base. Held him at the last minute. Now they'll throw down to second base. Now Adams will try to come in to score. Adams going to step on home plate, and they'll score the first run of the night on a wild play. And I'm not even going to try to score it by the numbers. But Clay County's on the board as Reese Adams comes in on the base hit by Aiden Keene.
And, guys, this is a positive for this team, too. A lot of teams down 9-0, they just go through the motion, get those outs, and go home. This team, they're still playing. And Coach Brown mentioned that in that Red Bulling game the other night. You know, they were down big and made a little run, made it, I think, 9-4 or something like that. And that's one thing you like about this team. They don't quit. They keep playing.
And, you know, like I said, there's no time. You got to get that last out before this one's over. And stranger things have happened. That one bounces away. That's going to let Keene move down to third base for Clay County. So a runner at third base now for the Bulldogs. Count evens up at 1-1 to Waylon Cherry, the batter for Clay County, the right fielder for the Bulldogs, trying to add to their run total here in the seventh. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. We love that pitch in the first inning when Adams was getting it. We don't like it as much right there.
Yeah. But one thing we mentioned, too, he's been real consistent. Yeah. Umpire has on that pitch. And
comes back inside that time to Flowers. Keen thought it was two away. Stepped off the bag. Now we'll get back out there. Eli Burnett, the batter here for Clay County. Two away in the bottom of the seventh. But Clay County on the board here against Macon. First pitch to Burnett. That one on the outside part of the plate for call strike one. The 0-1 pitch. They cut at that high fastball to take the count 0-2 now to Burnett. Flowers trying to close it out here, one strike away from getting the complete game win for Macon County. And he gets him looking for strike three. Strikes out the side in the seventh inning, but Clay County avoids the shutout. They get the hit by pitch by Reese Adams. He comes around and scores the run on the single by Aiden Keene. And we have our final score of Macon County 9, Clay County 0. Our post-game show coming up right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home.
For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County losers tonight to Macon County by a score of 1-9. We'll now do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Guys, we talked about it throughout. Really impressed with Clay County and how they fought through this one tonight. You know, they got down early in the top of the second. Macon County scored the 4 runs, 2 of those coming on the Jake Meadows 2-run home run. You know, hate to say it, but a pleasure to watch that play. Meadows smoked that ball over left field fence, guys.
Hey, for the score, this whole game was a pleasure to watch.
It was.
I seen something that I've never seen in a baseball game. No fielding errors by either team. I've never seen that. And I umpired and coached for over 25 years and never seen a no fielding error for either team in a game.
Yeah, we saw a few, and I don't even know if they're throwing errors. They're kind of catching errors on stolen bases, but, of course, you have to record those as throwing errors, I think, Craig. But you've seen a lot of baseball yourself. Have you seen that?
No, I've never seen a game where there's no errors on either side. You know, that's just amazing. And the fewer walks, only 3 walks given up, and Clay County gave up 2 in the first inning. So from the top of the first on, or the bottom of the first on, only 1 walk. You had a couple of hit batmen, but – that's just impressive, too, just the discipline that everybody tonight defensively, that shows you that these coaches have been working them on the defensive practice side.
Yeah, and, again, Macon County goes up 4-0 top of the second on that home run, and then it wasn't until the fourth when they got a single, stole a base, and then Meadows again with a 2-RBI single to put Macon County up 6-0 in the top of the fourth. And then we got into some back and forth in this game, guys. You know, we saw Clay County settle in at the batter's box. We saw Nolan Adams settle in on the pitcher's mound, and it was scoreless for a pretty good stretch, Craig.
Yeah, but we talk about Clay County discipline and young players growing up. We mentioned it back in the broadcast, but when you see somebody a second time, you've gotten to look at them, so you know a little bit about them. And Braylon Flowers can throw the ball. I mean, he's a pitcher that can go into any program and be one of their top pitchers anywhere. But the second time through, Clay County hit him much better. So that just tells me that they focused in. They needed to do what they did. And I tell you, you're talking about Reese Adams taking that pitch to get him on base. It's 9-0. I've got to admit, I don't know if I'm bailing out of there probably. Yeah. But he did what a team player needs to do. He took that, and that took away that gave them the chance to score the run and take away the shutout. And that just shows you that he's a leader for this team to take that pitch in that situation and put himself on base. So I'm impressed by that, just the mindset of that young man.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what Coach Brown, just my conversation with him before the game, that was one thing he meant. This team don't quit. I don't care what the score is, they keep playing. They had that red ball the other night. They was down, I don't know, 9-1, 9-2. They made it 9-4 or 9-5. He said very easily we could have just said we're done. Same thing tonight. They're down 9-0. You know, they could have just said I need 3 outs and go, and they didn't do that.
Yep.
And that's a very good positive for a coach and a team. Show some leadership, and they won't play.
Yep. Yeah, and Coach Brown mentioned that too, Doug. He's kind of looking for those leaders to emerge. He said, look, I put a lot on these young players, especially this sophomore class, which Reese Adams is a part of. And, you know, you're starting to see that. These players grow up a little bit. We're 5 games into the season, and you're seeing plays like that and coming back and being resilient no matter the score. And that's what we saw tonight.
And I think they're still settling in because I think that they really don't know where everybody really needs to be right now. They're still probably going to be some movement around, and this is a coach just learning his team. This is what they're 5 games in. So this is a work in progress right here for Clay County. And I like you said, I've seen quite a bit of baseball, and I like the way this is trending for the Clay County Bulldogs.
And Nolan's been on the team for 4 days.
Right.
And come to the mound tonight and pitch a really nice game. And the reason he ain't been on the field yet, come back from injury in basketball, he's starting to get healthy. So, long run, district tournament time, now you've got a quality pitcher to go with what you already had. So that's a good positive. Like I said, on the team 4 days, and he produced well tonight.
Yeah, he has. Just jump back to the summary, guys. The top of the fifth, also Macon County, that's when they added their three other runs as Polston doubled. And then I think we had an RBI single by Keene, I think, to put the runner in scoring position. And then he scored on a Jones single to make it 9-0 in the top of the fifth. And then that's where, in the bottom of the field, you saw Clay County kind of find some traction. Reese Adams and Waylon Cherry, both with singles there in the bottom of the fifth. And then you saw Nolan Adams with another single in the bottom of the sixth. Or maybe that was his first one, I'm not sure.
His second
one there. And then in the bottom of the seventh, you guys mentioned it, Reese Adams stepping in, taking the harm, hit by a pitch. Then he stole second base, and then Aiden Keene came in, hit the little bloop single to right field to score Reese Adams, aided by an error a little bit to get Reese on the board to make it 1-9, your final eight-run score or eight-run margin here by Macon County.
And one thing Coach Brown really wanted to talk about before the game started was that stolen base percentage.
Yeah.
And it did nothing but go up, didn't it?
That's true.
Would that be called a stolen base out by Adams there?
Might have lost one there.
Might have lost
a little percentage there, but still up over 90%. So, and Coach Brown said that. He said, once we get guys on base, we can get them into scoring position. It's just getting them on base to start. And we saw that kind of affect this ball game.
And one thing about that, you had a quality pitcher and catcher tonight.
Yeah.
That two of the best arms I'd seen in a while. So getting a stolen base on those two guys was really, really good.
Yeah.
Again, Clay County falls 9-1 to Macon County. This Bulldog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermity Springs. Visit EcoPanelsTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Egg Log Homes. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Guys, it's time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. I don't think there's any other way to go but with the sophomore, Nolan Adams. We know what kind of an athlete he is, all-state wide receiver as a sophomore on the football team, the solid six-man off the bench on the basketball team this year, and started his first baseball game on the mound since he was in eighth grade tonight, had command there. We saw his talents at shortstop when he did get relieved off the mound, and then we also saw, he had two hits tonight, guys, and just a great athlete all around. We talk about him in every season. Yeah. Now it's time to talk about him in baseball, Doug.
Well, it is. And the positive to getting him out there, not just that he was the player of the game tonight, now you've got another leader on the field. And it's odd to say that when it's a sophomore.
Right.
But this team's young. It's going to be a sophomore most of the time. You got a senior or two that can. But it just shows the will these kids have to want to play well, to go out there and do it. And Nolan's one of those that they look up to, and just a good positive night for the whole team having him out there.
You talked about him getting the two hits. He did get two singles, had two stolen bases also.
That's
so
right.
He was out there, and that causes trouble for the defense. When you get somebody on and you're making things happen that way, that makes that defense have to think, and that helps your other batters and other base runners with you.
Yeah, Nolan Adams, again, he's just that type of athlete. It doesn't matter what the game is. But what I was impressed with most, it wasn't necessarily just his athleticism tonight, guys. He showed some form, hadn't played baseball in I don't know when. Showed some form, was making pickoff plays out of the stretch, making perfect moves. That's not easy to do.
No.
Or I never could do it.
No,
well, Doug.
That's
the do-si-do and then throw back to second, so on and so forth. I don't even know how to describe those things. But, to me, he just showed he reined in his fastball and got some control as he went on. And, that takes more than athleticism is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of things he seemed positive tonight. Of course, Nolan on the mound, come in knowing you got you another real good pitcher in there. But you also seen some young guys come in. Of course, Kyle Wilson's not a young guy, senior, but he come and give you a solid inning. But you brought a freshman in that gave you two really nice innings. Yeah. So now you know down the road, if you've got a kid you need an inning or two here, you got them. And right. And that's great for a coach to see what his team can do down the road in situations if he needs it. So,
no doubt.
Yeah, Kel Trobaugh faced eight batters from Macon County, a 3A team that's going to make some noise probably in 3A, retired 6 out of 8. That's a good effort.
That's a real good effort.
It is. But tonight's top performer was Nolan Adams, and it's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Guys, we've got another softball game coming up next week. It's Clay County. Tonight, I guess they fall to 1-4. Still got a chance here in the district. But, again, a great performance by the Bulldogs, I think.
Yeah, I thought they played well. You can see positive things from this team.
Yeah, Monday night, they got a doubleheader coming up that's going to start at early, Doug, I think around 3 o'clock.
I believe that's right.
Play back-to-back games against Clark Range, which are huge games. And then moving forward, if I can find my schedule real quick, after that doubleheader against Clark Range, on Monday, the following action will be at Livingston the following Thursday, at Monroe County, Kentucky the following Friday. We won't see or broadcast this baseball team until they host Gordonsville on April the 8th after spring break. Our next broadcast coming next Thursday will be a home softball game as the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County welcome in the Cookeville team. I guess it's the Lady Cavs.
Lady Cavaliers, yep.
So,
was Kevin saying that he couldn't remember Clay County ever playing Cookeville?
You know, it's what he said. Can you remember him playing Cookeville in any sport?
No.
You know, we played him a little bit.
That's
what I was
going
to say, in camp and basketball, but I don't remember it at all in a regular season.
And that Cookeville softball team is going to come in quality. I think they've got five girls. It's D1 girls that signed, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
I heard on the radio the other day the four at least, so it may be five.
So it's going to be a quality team. Of course, that's what you want to see. You know, it gets you better for down the road. And, you know, it's a battle, you know, for those 1-2 spots in both districts, softball and baseball. So,
and you can see both of these teams, the Lady Dogs softball team and the Bulldog baseball team, when they step out of conference play, they're playing some real quality teams. Both Coach Brown and Coach Daly for the Lady Bulldogs, that's what they want. Coach Daly said it, and I know Coach Brown does too.
Yeah.
But that's how you get better, isn't it, Craig?
Yeah, you have to play hard to get better. And if you play somebody where you can kind of do things 60%, 70%, and still get away with a win, it doesn't help you. So, yeah, you want to schedule as tough as you can, and that just iron sharpens iron, as the saying goes. That's what these Clay County coaches are doing. You got to give them credit for that.
And this team got better than that.
Yeah.
I agree.
We could see it.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's nice.
Yeah, looking forward to it, guys. I think Kevin Donaldson will be joining us for that Cookeville-Clay County softball game next Thursday. That's our only broadcast of next week. This was our second broadcast of our inaugural week here for Spring Sports on the Horizon Sports Network. Doug, your first broadcast with us this spring, and really enjoyed having you. Appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, not a problem. I love sports. High school sports,
really?
Especially. So you very seldom not see me at the game when Clay County's playing. It's just an honor to call the games for these kids. And like I said, I always say it's easy to brag on our kids. You know,
right.
But we brag on all the kids.
No
doubt. Opposing team, our kids. But I'm just proud we can do it.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Same to you, Craig, and look forward to several more during this spring sports season. You're a consummate professional, and we appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to it too. I'm having fun. This is just I'm like Doug. I just love to be at a game, you know, and love to be able to bring it to people and just hope they enjoy it and have a little fun with it. Maybe somebody sits back and, hey, that's pretty cool what they said. You know, that's what we're getting to do. And I'm ready to do anything with you guys.
Yeah. Doug, we got all season long to turn him into a Bulldog.
That's right. Yeah, we get some of that blue stuff off him, little black dog.
One more time here before we sign off. Clay County falls to Macon County on the baseball diamond, 9-1 here on Thursday Night Baseball. For Doug Strong and Craig Kentrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing you all a good night.